Coming to you live from my apartment, it's Rob Has a Podcast. And now here's the guy who's looking at this cast and saying, what are you talking about, Willis? I am Rob Sesternino. Hello, everybody. Welcome back to Rob Has a Podcast. And we are ready to talk about what is going on here with Celebrity Big Brother 3. And here I am, back with the man who's ready to cover it all. Hope he's rested and ready to go. It's Taryn Armstrong. Taryn, how are you?
I'm doing very well, Rob. Very excited to be here for another season of Celebrity Big Brother. I didn't think we'd ever be back here.
We're back. We're back. We're doing it. We were doing regular Big Brother at the time that we heard Celebrity Big Brother was coming back, and people were on pins and needles and waiting and dreaming of a cast of the possibilities. Who could it be? And all the great celebrity names floating about.
I heard Boston Rob.
Host of Robin's podcast. Yep.
New York.
And here we are.
None of them. As per usual, because those are the three names that have been floating around every time.
It's always the same names. You know, never believe a Big Brother rumor, as you well know, Taryn, that you're always going to go down. Like, do all the people that put out the rumors before a Big Brother cast happens, then do they delete their Twitter after this happens, or they just act like they didn't put out a bunch of rumors?
No, they just ignore what they got wrong, even when they're called out for it multiple times.
Yeah. Okay. All right. So we are going to be reacting to our Celebrity Big Brother cast at this hour. If you're just joining us during The Amazing Race tonight, CBS announced the 11 celebrities that are going to be joining us for a season of Big Brother, and we'll talk about it. But Taryn, at the end of the day, like, who the hell cares? We watch Big Brother in the summer, and there's 16 people we never heard of.
Yeah, even when there are people that other people know, I still don't know them. So, like,
right
for me, it's like, oh, it's a bunch of people I don't recognize. I don't know if other people will recognize them. Apparently not in this particular instance. But really, what difference does it really make?
Yeah. Okay. So we will get into all of that. We'll tell you everything we know here at this hour. And then Taryn and I will get back together this Friday that we're going to go live with our own Sasha Joseph and do more of an in-depth deep dive into the Hollywood careers of our 11 Big Brother celebrity cast members.
AKA Sasha will be telling us about.
Yeah, she's going to let us know. Like, we're going to have some time. We're going to do some research, and then Sean, and then we'll get with Sasha, and she'll explain everything to us. Mm-hmm. Yeah. All right, Taryn. Before we talk CBB3, how's everything going?
Things are going well. I restarted the Taryn Show. We've been dropping some episodes. I did an update interview with you. I just dropped one with Jeremy Carey, a.k.a. Fifi O'Hara from Drag Race. Should have gotten him for the show. Mm-hmm. Great. I started a YouTube channel talking about fantasy and sci-fi called Taryn's Quest. I've been streaming on Twitch. Lots of fun stuff going on.
Yeah. All right. Well, Taryn, I know you've been busy, but now we're getting down to brass tacks here. Big Brother is back. People are asking, will there be a draft? Yes, Monday night. Join us live for our draft of the Celebrity Big Brother US 3 cast as we're ready to go. Okay, before we talk to talk about the people that were announced here tonight, is there anything else we know about the season? Do we have any details about the show itself, Taryn?
Well, we know what the schedule looks like, and it's quite wild. It's many, many nights. So it's going to start Wednesday, and it's going to be, three nights in a row, Wednesday, Thursday,
Friday? Yeah, one week from tonight. So that's going to be on Wednesday, February 2nd is the premiere.
Yes. And then it will continue close to like 4 or 5 days, nights a week, pretty much, for 3 straight weeks. So quite a bit.
Yeah, and we will be covering it every step of the way. Join us live after each episode for a recap after each episode of Celebrity Big Brother US. I know that some of the episodes have 2 hour episodes, 15 minutes after all of the episode airings. We'll be on live with a recap, and very excited for Taryn to return with Big Brother live feed updates.
Of course, yes. It's the one constant in our lives is that there will always be live feed updates.
Yes. Okay. And so look for those. What 11 Eastern, 8 a.m. Pacific.
11 a.m. Eastern.
Okay.
We'll be talking about these celebrities.
You can catch all of that. Also, some Big Brother roundtables as well coming up.
Yes, we will do some roundtables. We will. You know, it's a very weird schedule. I'm not sure how exactly the timing will work, but we will have roundtables and we will have some form of a stock watch for what we
figure
can
it out. It'll be a wild ride. And then also for the patrons around the podcast, we will bring you the weekly slop where we talk about all of the nonsense. And certainly with a celebrity Big Brother cast such as this, we can expect a lot of slop to be talked about each week. I think those are going to be on Thursdays coming up. So lots of Big Brother content coming your way. Of course, the best way to make sure you don't miss any of it, of course, lots of different ways you can subscribe to the podcast. But if you subscribe to our Big Brother podcast feed, go to robinswebsite.com/BBfeed. You'll get all things Big Brother, the recaps, the live feed updates, the roundtables, everything that we post in the main podcast feeds for Robinson Podcast and Reality TV Rehab. If it's Big Brother, you will be subscribed at robinswebsite.com/BBfeed. It has the links for Apple Podcasts, Spotify, however you get your podcast at robinswebsite.com/BBfeed. All right, Taryn, we got 11 names. And let me just tell you, we were whelmed.
Fully whelmed. Completely whelmed. I am wholly whelmed.
Yes. It seems like people might be slight bit disappointed with the 11 names that made the final cut.
Well, I mean, really, you shouldn't be. Because here's my opinion. If you're disappointed, that just means that you had unrealistic expectations.
You had expectations.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay. And I guess we'll never know, like, maybe who might have been in the mix. Maybe if there was anybody got cut late for COVID, who's an alternate, who's not. Maybe we'll have to wait for them to talk about that on the live feeds.
Okay. Yeah.
All right. So we're going to have a slideshow. We're going to take a look at the people that are in the mix and give you just our quick reactions. Of course, we're going to keep an eye on the chat. If there's anything relevant that the chat wants to throw our way, of course, this information just broke within the last hour. So we are just getting up to speed on a couple of these names, the people that we are hearing for the first time. Okay. All right. So let's take a look. The Celebrity Big Brother 3 cast is here. All right. Up first, Taryn, Carson Kressley is here.
Yes. This is actually, I actually know Carson. Yeah. And that's because did we talk about, at one point we talked about Celebrity Apprentice.
Yes. So Carson Kressley, of course, most famous for being one of the original Fab Five of Queer Eye for the Straight Guy way back when, that he probably was the most famous of the original cast of Queer Eye for the Straight Guy back on Bravo. I think 2004 is when that really got going. Carson Kressley was a member of the Arnold Schwarzenegger Apprentice that was, I believe, 2017 that aired on NBC, where he went head to head with your friend and mine, Matt Eisman.
Yes, who still has not made a Celebrity Big Brother appearance.
Not yet. But
And I mean, he beat Carson. So,
mm-hmm. Yeah. So yeah, maybe once you win Arnold Schwarzenegger's Apprentice, then what else is there? What mountain is left to climb?
Yeah. I think Carson will do well though. I feel like he's very affable.
Yeah, I think that Carson is very funny. I think he's going to be good TV. I think he'll be fun to watch. I think he'll be fun feed. So I think a welcome addition to the cast. If I remember from Celebrity Apprentice, Arnold Schwarzenegger edition, I might add, that did he get along with everybody? I feel like that he can be a little shady.
I think he was a little shady. I remember him being maybe, a little bit, was he a little bit, it's hard to remember. I feel like he was a little bit villainous, but he also didn't win. So, you know, who knows what the edit is, but I think he was fun though. He was like, he's other than Matt Eisman, he's the only other person I remember from the season at all, pretty much. So, he's definitely memorable and, and I think, he'll be good.
Boy George, was there.
Couldn't tell you.
Yeah. Was Ricky Williams there also?
No, no way. I would have remembered.
Okay. I think he has some experience with these shows.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Was Ricky Williams on it? I think he was.
Yeah, I think
I just looked it up.
So, yeah.
Didn't remember.
You see a lot of these people. This will be a theme that a lot of the people that have played in Celebrity Big Brother here have played in other celebrity editions of reality TV shows.
Yes.
Okay. Anything else we want to say about Carson Kressley?
No, I mean, I think for me, at least, he is the most recognizable person on the cast. I don't know if that's going to be true for most people, but it seems that way to me at least.
Yeah. I think he's somebody could be a winner pick.
I think so.
I could see it. Okay. All right. Let's talk about another member of this cast. Taryn, are you familiar at all with this man, Chris Kattan?
So I did not recognize his name, but when I saw his face,
yes.
I was like, I know this guy. And because I'm not much of an SNL watcher.
Yes. Okay.
But I know he's on that.
Yeah. Chris Kattan, a big part of like the mid-90s SNL cast that probably most famous for being a half of the Night at the Roxbury duo with Will Ferrell, starred in his own post-SNL vehicle, Corky Romano.
I looked him up, and that's actually, I think, where I knew him from.
Corky Romano.
Corky Romano. I did give the movie a 3 out of 10. I wasn't
Letterboxd.
A fan, but yeah.
Yeah. he had a couple other, popular characters. Mango, I believe, was another one of his his famous characters on SNL. This is a wild one to me. Julie Chen Moonves teased today about how there was going to be an SNL cast member. For the life of me, I could not come up with who it would be. Kind of wild to have Chris Kattan here.
Yeah, I mean, I would say again, like this is probably like our Tom Green of the cast,
definitely.
Essentially.
Yeah,
where it's like I think most people would probably recognize his face at the very least. And be like, I think I know this guy.
Yeah.
And hopefully he'll be funny, right? Hopefully he'll be entertaining.
Yeah. It definitely feels like, we talked about how Pat in the past, in the old days of Big Brother, that, you know, that Big Brother was like, sort of like, okay, we need a cowboy. We need a nerd. We need a jock. During the Jesse Tannenbaum era of CBS reality, I feel like that we've kind of gotten away from that, but I'm not sure necessarily, how involved, Jesse is in casting the Celebrity Big Brother, but it does feel like that we like, okay, who did we have on the old Celebrity Big Brother? All right. Who's the Tom Green?
Yeah, pretty much.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I don't know if he can live up to it, though. The Tom Green style of humor was very off the cuff, very like, his whole show was kind of reality based. Whereas, I don't know, is Chris Kattan going to have that same level of of irreverence.
Oh, I think he's irreverent. I just think that he's kind of like a wild man, Chris Kattan. Like, I can't see him being able to concentrate on the game or take it seriously in any way.
To be fair, that was also Tom Green. So.
Yeah, but I feel like at times he took it too seriously, right, Taryn?
Yeah, I guess. I mean, he took it very seriously, but in like such a ridiculous way that was like. Mm-hmm. But I think I do think probably if you liked Tom Green, you probably enjoyed how bad he was, despite the fact that he was trying so hard,
yeah.
If that makes sense. I don't know if we're going to get that from Chris Kattan.
So when Julie advertised that we were going to have a SNL alum, I really was thinking, my mind was going to, oh, this is going to be Bobby Moynihan. Bobby Moynihan, who's visited the Big Brother house during a season, famous Big Brother super fan.
Yeah, I mean, I feel like the Bobby Moynihan thing is, he's another one of those names that's just always floating out there. Like, surely Bobby Moynihan will be on, but it feels like it hasn't happened yet.
No.
It's not happening.
Okay, Mr. Peepers, the chat is reminding me, another...
That just makes me think of Jeepers Creepers. I don't think he was in that movie.
I don't believe so. Mr. Peepers could eat an apple in no time.
Well, there you go.
Yeah. Okay. There's Chris Kattan. Okay. Up next, Taryn, look at this guy. We've got, I believe Chris Kirkpatrick was going to be on the next slide. There he is. Chris Kirkpatrick. Yes. Will he get his butt kicked?
I don't know. Is that a thing of his?
Yeah, I think that's a famous thing of his.
Or is that just trying to play off of his name?
Yeah. That's Eminem once rhymed. Chris Kirkpatrick, you could get your ass kicked.
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
I would say not a recognizable face, but obviously he is from NSYNC, which I'm sure everybody knows. But
right.
He is, I would not say one of the recognizable people from NSYNC.
But Taryn, that for years, his celebrity brother, Lance Bass is going to play. Watch out. Here comes Lance Bass, the big brother super fan, plays Big Brother, hangs out with celebrities. Hangs out with the cookout, Lance Bass. And then, right, wasn't Lance Bass at like finale parties and everything? Like famous Big Brother super fan. Where do we get Chris Kirkpatrick? Did Lance Bass get COVID at the last second?
I mean, Lance Bass has been just sending his friends and his assistants onto reality shows lately. That's his thing.
Yeah, Lance
we'll
Bass
get a video message.
Sits home and watches the live feeds and sends his friends to go play.
Yeah. Isn't another NSYNC member? Isn't Joey Fatone? Doesn't he go on the
Joey Fatone
the
does
Jokers?
He does a lot of like reality shows too. Yeah.
Yeah.
Lance Bass has babies. People are saying in the chat.
And Chris Kirkpatrick doesn't.
We don't know. Does anybody know about Chris Kirkpatrick? I guess we'll learn all about Chris Kirkpatrick other than that he was in NSYNC, that he is not one of the higher profile people. I mean, if you're going to rank NSYNC, Chris Kirkpatrick, I don't think he's coming in any higher than fourth.
I mean, Rob,
making the Mount Rushmore of NSYNC.
I think this is telling. When you introduced Chris Kirkpatrick, you used an Eminem line. Mm-hmm. When I Googled Chris Kirkpatrick, the first suggestion that popped up was Chris Kirkpatrick, Eminem.
Yeah. Okay. I see some Chris Kirkpatrick defenders that are out there.
I'm going to say also saying Chris Kirkpatrick many times in a row is quite difficult.
Okay. So I see Harry in the chat says he has three first names. You can never trust a guy with three first names. That's one of the rules.
Oh boy.
Yeah. From EW, they published a blurb. Usually it's bandmate Joey Fatone who hogs all the reality TV gigs, but lower profile NSYNCer Kirkpatrick nabbed a bed in the Big Brother house where he can regale the other inhabitants with stories of his time playing in stadiums of screaming middle schoolers and starring in Sharknado 3.
Oh, hello. There we go.
Yeah. Do you think, Taryn, that Justin Timberlake signed the waiver so Chris Kirkpatrick can be able to tell stories about him?
I don't know. Probably not.
Hey, Justin. Yeah. No, Chris, it's Chris. Remember me? Yeah. I'm going on Celebrity Big Brother. I'm going to fax over the waiver so we could tell stories about, you know, back in the day. Hello?
He probably doesn't. He probably doesn't need to, right? He's a public figure.
Oh, is that true? If you're a public figure.
I would imagine.
Okay. I guess we'll find out. We'll find out the stories way back. All right. Let's go ahead and talk about another member from this cast. It's Cynthia Bailey. Model, TV personality, Cynthia Bailey. She was a member of the Real Housewives for 11 years.
Yes. I know nothing about Cynthia Bailey other than that she is apparently friends with Candy.
Yes.
So I'm all in.
Okay. All right. So this is your person that you feel like that has that basically Candy has incepted her with the ideal Big Brother strategy.
Clearly. Yes. If Candy from Celebrity Season 2. Mm-hmm. She was great. And so I'm in on Cynthia.
So she's done 11 years on the Real Housewives of Atlanta. 2010 to 2021.
She's getting to work.
Yeah. Okay. According to our scouting report, of course, that we have our, incredible Real Housewives team in-house, Maggie Morgan, Jacob Jones, know all about the Real Housewives, that we've already gotten the report. Cynthia is well known for being nice and personable. She's a huge fan favorite. Everybody on the show was really friendly with her. She agreed to be civil with Nene Leakes, who was a polarizing figure at one point. Their friendship couldn't be salvaged. She had an iconic moment where she burned their friendship contract. They have a friendship contract.
Maybe she'll draw up some alliance contracts.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Okay. Don't think she's the killer instinct, but she will be super social and friendly, and maybe good players will gravitate towards her. That's our internal scouting report.
It sounds to me like she will be the Candy of the season, meaning everybody's going to be going absolutely wild around her, and she's just going to be sitting back, mm-hmm. sipping some tea,
yeah,
and just being great.
Yeah. Now, not a great sign. According to our internal notes, she was fired for not bringing entertainment and got a demotion to being friend of, not the major star.
Friend of.
Mm-hmm.
Friend of Candy? Was that the official title?
Friend of Candy. But I guess she got demoted. Not bringing enough drama.
I think that's a good sign.
This is a good sign. A good sign for her, for her game wise. Yeah.
Yeah.
So, okay. Could be a good, draft pick coming up on Monday night. Yeah. Okay. All right. Let's go ahead and see our next cast member. Here is Taryn Lamar Odom.
Yeah, I got nothing.
Okay. Well, Lamar Odom has a career in the NBA. Okay. Was he on the Lakers? So he had a pretty good NBA career, won a title. Then, probably most famously, was married to, I believe it was Khloe Kardashian.
What, isn't somebody else married to a Kardashian on this cast?
Is another person on this cast married? Well, hold on, let me check. No, I'm pretty sure he's the one. Pretty sure he's the only person married to a Kardashian. I think that was it. Let's see. Ex of. Yes. No longer married. He was teammates with Meta World Peace, Caitlin in the chat tells us.
Oh. Is he going to try to escape from the house?
Perhaps. Okay. All right. All right. We're getting a lot of notes to questions that we asked. And then I'm not sure what question is being answered. I see like, yes, no. So we're getting something's right and something's wrong. No,
okay. Okay. Well, yes. I think we have somebody else who is an ex of somebody who is married to a Kardashian.
Okay. Yes. Okay. Got it.
Travis Barker.
Right. Okay. Yeah. Susie wants to. Did the Kardashian sign a release? Probably not. But they are public figures.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Yes. And E Jamio 3 that Shauna Mokler is a Travis Barker's ex, and Travis Barker is now engaged to a Kardashian.
Yeah. Okay. So maybe there's some connection there.
Boy, I was married to a Kardashian, and your ex-husband is now engaged to them. I guess they could probably bond over, boy, I really can't stand the Kardashians. Like, me neither.
Right? Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That could bond them.
It could. From what I understand, Shauna is not a huge Kardashian fan. So I don't know how Lamar feels.
Yeah. Okay. Let's see how Lamar is going to do here. That I don't know. I feel like that the former basketball player, I feel like from Meta World Peace, maybe a fun guy to have around the house, but wasn't taking the game very seriously.
Definitely not. I mean, he was taking escaping the game very seriously. Mm-hmm. I believe the primary thing going on with Meta World Peace was how long can the producers keep him in the house before he just completely gets out of here.
Mm-hmm. And unconfirmed, D in the chat says Lamar loves the Kardashians still.
Well, okay. This might be tension.
So maybe it might be tension. Yeah, you're right.
Yeah.
Yeah. So we'll see. You know, I feel like that famous celebrity, like almost that, like a lot of people in the cast, you could like tie back to, like, do they have a friend who is a famous super fan of Big Brother? And famously, right, Jeannie Buss, owner of the Lakers, big Brother fan.
Yeah,
is that famously like the hookup to like hey, let me see if any of the former Lakers want to play?
I have no idea who this person is.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay. All right. So Lamar Odom, I don't know if he's going to be, too hot of a ticket in the draft, but I guess we'll see.
I mean, I from what I'm seeing, he's somewhat known in the basketballing community.
Yeah.
Okay.
Sure.
There you go.
Okay. All right, let's take another look at our next contender here. It's Misha Tate.
She looks strong.
She's strong. According to Entertainment Weekly, hopefully the former UFC women's bantamweight champion realizes this reality TV battle royal does not, in fact, take place in an octagon.
Do fights take place in octagons?
In the Ultimate Fighting Championship, yes.
Is there an advantage to that? Because there's corners, maybe?
I think it's really a lack of corners. That's really the appealing thing. Well, a circle
would be
thing.
The true lack of corners.
Yes. Yeah,
I don't know. You'd go from circle to octagon if you wanted corners.
Sure. I don't know. I think it might be hard to construct the cage to make it be a perfect circle.
I mean, I'm sure they've got engineers for this.
I'm sure they could. They have like a whole island, I think, where they do this stuff. But Misha Tate.
Yeah, I mean, maybe she'll be good at challenges.
I think that she's going to be the person who, and again, maybe Misha Tate will surprise us, is a Big Brother super fan, but I think that she's going to come in sort of like the Christmas Abbott I'm going to dominate these challenges.
You know, we have news that they took away the spiral staircase.
Yes.
So maybe they're concerned that that might lead to, not that that's where Christmas injured herself, but we know it's very prone to creating injury.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. But have other people gotten hurt on the staircase?
Yeah. People have stubbed their toe and stuff.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. So that's Misha Tate. I got to be honest. We don't know a ton about her yet. Hopefully Sasha can help us learn about Misha Tate. Okay. All right.
I would say in terms of athletes, have we hit the mark with the athletes historically? Because I feel like game wise, definitely not. Personality wise, mm-hmm. I feel like it's kind of hit or miss.
Well, I think she's certainly here to fill the Lolo Jones archetype.
Mm. I can see that. Yeah.
Yeah. So let's see how Misha Tate ends up performing here in the Big Brother house. A little bit of a wild card.
All right.
Okay. All right. Next, we have Mirai Nagasu, Olympian.
Another athlete.
An Olympic figure skater won a bronze medal in 2018. She lost on Dancing with the Stars later that year. Winter Olympics is coming up. Seems like an interesting counter-programming strategy. It's like, well, if you like the Olympics enough to watch Celebrity Big Brother, aren't you just going to watch the Olympics again?
I mean, yeah, you can't always be watching the Olympics. You gotta turn something else on.
If you care enough about women's figure skating to watch Big Brother just to see the 2018 bronze medalist,
that was the last Winter Olympics, right? That's 2018.
Yep.
So that maybe, you know, maybe they remember, and it's around this time now they're going to be remembering like what happened last night. She's probably going to be like, they're probably going to be talking about her like, oh, well, last time, Mariah Nagasu, came in third place.
Oh, so you think that maybe in the Olympic coverage, they'll be talking up. And speaking of figure skating, have you seen, how many vetoes, Mariah Nagasu has, racked up?
Yeah, they'll definitely advertise.
Boy, we thought she was doing good when she picked up the bronze, but I heard she just racked up another golden power of veto.
The community's, I'm assuming, revving up for the Winter Olympics. They're you know, she's going to be a little bit more in the zeitgeist than normal, and you know, maybe that'll be a good thing.
Yeah. Okay. Let's see. We'll find out exactly if she's going to be a big personality in the house and whether or not she's going to be able to this time bring home the gold.
I'm reading that she's also the youngest on the cast.
How old?
Let's see. She is 28 years old.
28 years old. Wow. Okay.
You're younger than me.
Yeah. All right. All right. So there's Mariah Nagasu. Okay. Mm-hmm. All right. All right. Shauna Mochler is here. Okay. This is the woman who married famously to Travis Barker from Blink 182. They had a reality show called Meet the Barkers.
I just learned this. I always wondered why the drummer of Blink 182 was like by far the most talked about person from Blink 182. And I've just now discovered it. It's because apparently he had a reality show and he's married to a bunch of famous people.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay. So
who knew?
Shauna Mochler. She's here. She is a former Miss USA. She claims that Travis Barker and Courtney had an affair while they were still married.
Oh boy.
Okay.
That's no good.
Yeah. So maybe we'll get all the tea on that.
She's going to be ready. If somebody tries to betray the alliance, she's going to be like, no. I see you.
Yeah. She might have like loyalty issues in the alliance. Yeah. She is a former Playboy playmate. She is also a runner up for Miss USA 1995.
There you go.
Yeah. Okay. That the great Sharon Tharp is in the chat, says that, she's very, very messy in the best possible way. She's going to bring the drama.
Well, I mean, if there's tension between her and Lamar over this Kardashian business, you know, because look, what's the timeline on it? Can we figure out if she divorced Travis Barker and got beef with the Kardashians prior to the split of Lamar and his Kardashian, then Lamar probably at some point in his life. And even if that didn't happen, at some point in his life, Lamar's probably gotten an earful about Shauna, right?
From who?
From one of the Kardashians. Surely they talk about like, I don't know anything about the Kardashians. I don't know if they're close.
Yeah. Yeah. It's possible. Look, who knows? Who knows what goes on over there? I mean, you can keep up with them, but do you really know? Do you really know what's going on?
I guess not.
Yeah. Okay. Sasha is saying that there was no overlap. Okay, so Sasha's going to help us understand everything that's going on here.
We'll figure it out.
Yeah. We might have to binge all of all 18 seasons of Keeping Up with the Kardashians for Friday.
It's necessary homework.
Yeah. Okay. All right. We'll take we'll jump on that. I'll watch it in 2X. All right. All right. Anything else we want to say about Shauna Mochler?
We'll see, I guess. I mean, I would say, given the description of Messi and potential tension with another cast member already, I would say first boot potential.
First boot potential. Wow.
Yeah.
Interesting. Okay. Sharatharp says, just read us weekly. That's how you can get caught up on everything. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Again, this cast only came out about an hour and 30 minutes ago. Okay. We're getting up to speed. We didn't know there was going to be a quiz on the random celebrities tonight.
Yes, we did.
Well, we knew that it was going to be a quiz, but we didn't know what was going to be on the quiz.
Yeah. These are just first impressions.
We're all studied up on New York.
Yeah, this is the We Know Nothing
Ask
podcast.
Ask us anything.
And then on Friday yeah. is the We Know It All Now.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. All right. Who's next? Okay. Oh, Teddy Mellencamp. Now, okay. Ooh. We did know about Teddy Mellencamp because there was, this was the one thing Twitter got right. Teddy Mellencamp was apparently was working on has a podcast. Okay. Fellow podcaster. Teddy Mellencamp in her podcast notes had some. Did you see this, Taryn?
I did.
Yeah, I'm sure it must have tagged you once they saw this happen that she was going to like record something that was going to be for the Celebrity Big Brother coming up. Teddy Mellencamp is another housewife, a Real Housewife of Beverly Hills. And again, what we're hearing is not super exciting housewife of Beverly Hills.
Oh, people hate Teddy Mellencamp. That is my impression of what I don't think I've seen a single, not only have I not seen a single positive thing said about Teddy since her name was leaked or talked about or rumored. I don't think I've even seen a neutral thing. Every single thing I've seen has been, oh no.
Yeah.
She's the worst.
The worst. She does have a million followers on Instagram.
Yeah. I guess they all think she's the worst.
People talk about how she has a multi-level marketing thing.
Yeah, I tried to look into this, but
don't fall for it, Taryn. Don't do it. Stay away, Taryn.
Yeah, it's it promises to get you fit.
Oh, yeah. What's it called? Let me try to look at that. Maybe if it gets you fit. It looks good. You know, I was talking about Teddy Mellencamp the other day and joking about the only Mellencamp I know is John Cougar Mellencamp. Apparently, this is his daughter.
Yeah.
Daughter!
I mean, I don't know who John Mellencamp is either, though.
Yeah. Okay. He's a musician. Okay.
American musician.
Yeah. Renee in the chat.
What's his most famous song?
Hurt So Good.
Sing it.
Hurt so good. Come on, Teddy, make it hurt. No, I don't want to say that.
Oh, there we go. Now okay. I know it.
Then I saw in the chat, somebody said she's going to body shame anybody, but she better not.
Oh, boy.
Not on my watch. Don't even think about it, Teddy. Okay. Let's see. She's a big crier, according to our in-house notes.
I mean, that's fair.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And she is not on the Housewives anymore.
Man, it sounds like they're just casting all of the housewives.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Rejects.
Okay. Anna in the chat says encourages a 600 calorie a day diet. Well, that could be good if she's on slop.
Yeah, that is what I read. It's a dangerously low calorie recommendation.
Yeah. Again, though, I mean, that's kind of like what Big Brother is about. Yeah.
Slop? What?
But they don't give the celebrities slop, right?
No, it's certainly
this
not.
Is I when, okay, so we just had this on Survivor with like the 26-day season, and then the contestants complained about like, whoa, when I played, that what we will get during Celebrity Big Brother is that the pantry will be stocked in ways that the regular seasons, and then you will see a lot of the Big Brother alumni talking about how that when I played Big Brother, we never had Fiji water.
Yeah, on Celebrity Big Brother, everyone is Jackson, and they all get their watermelons.
Mm-hmm. Yes. All right, that's Teddy Mellencamp.
All right.
Okay. And then we have Todd Bridges. Taryn, are you familiar with Different Strokes?
I've heard of it.
Yeah. Different Strokes, 80s sitcom.
Really old show, right?
Yeah. The story of a two brothers who... not sure what happened to their parents. I've heard one theory, but they get adopted by a rich old guy, and then invites Todd Bridges' character Willis and his brother Arnold, played by the late great Gary Coleman, to live with him in a New York City penthouse.
And they have different strokes.
For they were different folks. Yes. Yes. That Arnold and Willis, they came from a different lifestyle and they lived with Mr. D.
I mean, I'm looking at his IMDb and I mean, pretty impressive the amount of movies he's been in. And I don't think I've seen a single one of them.
I mean, I would think that he will be probably appearing as, you know, Todd Bridges or Willis in most things.
That's actually true.
Yeah. Yes. I mean,
I see a lot of Todd's.
He's made like a career out of, you know, being, you know, Willis from Different Strokes.
How is he Todd Bridges in so many movies?
I don't know. Yeah. You know, he has also been a person, you know, has had, you know, a checkered past as well. Also, Todd Bridges, lots of child actors have had difficult, you know, post show careers. Todd Bridges, no exception to that. Recently, they did a remake of a episode of Different Strokes over on ABC. Did you see this when they redid the sitcom and they cast other actors? They did a night where it was The Facts of Life and Different Strokes.
I did not see it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So yeah, maybe Different Strokes is hot right now.
Yeah. You know what? Different strokes for different folks. That's all.
Yeah. Okay. William Tucker says the only surviving member of Different Strokes.
Oh, that's sad.
Yeah. Dana Plato, I believe, was one. Gary Coleman, Conrad Baines, all. Todd Bridges is the only one left.
Did he play himself in the remake?
No, he did not. I'm trying to remember who played Willis on that. I believe also then Snoop Dogg also appeared on that.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah. Let's see. Kevin Hart played Gary Coleman.
I don't know if I see that, but.
Yeah, he was good. Check that out. Yeah, Damon Wayans played Todd Bridges' character. Although, Taryn, he is in primo position, I'm just saying, for the Different Strokes rewatch podcast. I think he could command a lot of money for that now.
Yeah. I mean, he's the only one that could do it.
Who else is going to do it? He's the only one that's got the stories. All right. I'm sure that we will hear the Big Brother announcer guy drop a what you talking about, Willis? Only.
That's where that came from.
Yes. Yes. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, Todd Bridges, I feel like, has been around a lot of reality.
Did he say
stuff.
That line, or did people say the line to
him?
Well,
he was Willis. He can't say it to him. He didn't go third person.
People said it about him.
Yeah.
He's Willis.
Yeah. Arnold would say that to his brother.
So we're going to be like, what is he talking about?
You could like lead the live feed up when Todd Bridges like has like a plan. You could be like, what are you talking about, Willis? This isn't going to work.
This is big for me.
Yeah. So
I'm finally meeting Willis.
That's Willis.
I'm finally going to know what he's talking about.
That's Willis. So he's here. Todd Bridges. He's made it. Okay. Also, Lisa Welchel, former Survivor, appeared on that Facts of Life reboot.
There you go.
She sang the theme song. Okay. All right. And then who else do we have? All right. From Todd to Todrick. All right. This was the one that people, from the second that Celebrity Big Brother was announced, they said, oh, well, we know that they'll have Todrick Hall. And the one rumor that turned out to be true, Todrick Hall is here. All right.
Yes.
Karen, tell us, what do we know about Todrick Hall?
We know that I've been to his house.
Yes. Yes.
And at the time I was like, you know, he should probably be laying low if he wants to be up for the Celebrity.
Mm-hmm.
But why?
Who's even that? Like, does anybody else in this cast even know? Maybe Lance Bass told Chris Kirkpatrick that Todrick Hall hangs out with the Big Brother contestants. Watch out for him.
I mean, this could be the Shannon Elizabeth effect.
Yes.
We could turn on the feeds on Wednesday night or Thursday, whenever they start. And they could be saying, Todrick Hall is the greatest Big Brother player we have ever seen. We need to get him out.
Mm-hmm. It's possible, but who's saying that? Chris Kattan? Does anybody know? Like, I feel like that the first Celebrity Big Brother, I think, was a lot of super fans, right? Between Shannon and Ross, couple, yeah. And, you know, the winner.
Marissa.
Marissa. Yeah. Yeah. So there was like more than a few people that kind of knew what was going on.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, obviously, I think spending time with Big Brother players, getting to talk to them, he's going to have a much better idea of what to expect and how the game functions, knowing the show.
Yeah.
He's definitely, I think, somebody to watch out for. Obviously, also, somebody who is clearly very comfortable being social and just having a bunch of random strangers at his house.
Right.
Winning people and charming them. He's definitely got the pieces.
Sure.
And he put them all together.
Not to mention, his entry into show business came, as somebody on American Idol. So, somewhat familiar with the reality TV competition genre, has performed on Broadway. Our own Scott St. Pierre's, is a fan of his YouTube channel.
Mm-hmm. And, we're seeing that, he, like Carson, has been a judge on RuPaul's Drag Race, so mm-hmm. he likely has a connection there.
Yeah. Okay. So, Taryn, Todrick Hall, anything else that people who may not know Todrick might need to know? Did he ask you any questions about Big Brother?
He did not. I had a very brief interaction with him where I explained who I was and why I was in his house.
Yes, but did he seem curious?
not too curious, no.
Yeah, yeah. Did you consider telling him that you were on Big Brother Canada?
I probably could have. Maybe mm-hmm. I could have got away with that, but no. But, you know, I have heard he was very polite. He was very kind. The fact that he welcomed me, who is not only a complete stranger from Big Brother, but a complete stranger who watches and talks about Big Brother into his house was very nice of him.
Yeah.
And I know from, you know, from Tiffany and Hannah and all of them, like he is just wonderful to them and they love him.
Yeah.
So he's definitely made good impressions.
And is anybody from Big Brother 23 house sitting while he's playing in Big Brother?
I don't know. We'll have to wait and find out.
We'll see. They'll go live from Todrick Hall's house. All right. And that's our 11 cast members here on Celebrity Big Brother US 3. Yeah. But in all seriousness, I mean, they could have just let like Tiffany or Derek X like come back and be on this, right?
I still feel like this is the path to get some of the bigger Big Brother names on the show. You know,
like Dr. Will would have done this. Yeah,
exactly.
Yeah,
exactly.
He was too busy doing Boba Fett.
Boba Fett. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, now he's truly a celebrity in his own right.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, Book of Boba star.
Yeah. So okay, I mean he's Boba Fett's next door neighbor. That's what's going on. Okay.
Can you imagine if he showed up in a robe?
Mm-hmm. I think he was kind of wearing a robe.
Maybe. Yeah.
Did you see it?
I watched that episode. I knew he was in it, and I still didn't catch it. Mm-hmm. I'm ashamed to say that I didn't go back.
You know, it's funny. I was watching that episode live with my kids. Not that it's live, but I was watching it with my kids before I knew that. I was like, boy, that alien looks like Dr. Will, like which is not like a ringing endorsement of Dr. Will.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well.
Okay. All right. Taryn, there we go. Boy, we go. 50 minutes. Look at us.
We're back in it, Rob.
We're back in it.
We know how to do this.
I think this is going to be very fun. I know that the names that were delivered were not necessarily the names that people dreamed of when you sort of like, okay. But, you know, in comparison to the other Big Brother seasons, you know, you shouldn't have dreamt big.
Yeah. And I like nobody really knows who these people are anyway. Like in terms of, you know, like, oh, here's a celebrity that I know and I want to see who they really are on the live feeds or something like that. Like, you know, that's not really what Celebrity Big Brother's for. It's about getting known quantities who are going to be very entertaining onto a very short, you know, sprint of a game. And we're going to find out who they are. We're going to, you know, fall in love with some of them, hate some of the other ones. And it's going to be a good time.
It's the dead of winter. It's we're going into year three of a pandemic and, yeah. And we're about to get to 24 days of live feed updates. What are you complaining about? Okay.
Yeah.
Come on. Count your blessings. We're here. We're back, baby. Okay.
We're back.
Yeah. All right. Taryn, let's talk about what's coming up here to give you the rundown. All right. We will. Doing a deep dive. Meet the Barkers. We're going to meet the contestants this Friday. Sasha Joseph, she's in the chat. She's going to be with us on Friday afternoon. Let me see if I can get the time confirmed on that. We're going to go live for that one with Sasha. And that is going to be at 3 p.m. Eastern time on Friday afternoon. Be on the lookout for that. Getting to know the celebrities. Meet the contestants of Celebrity Big Brother. Okay. Taryn, then tomorrow, we still got an Amazing Race episode to cover. I was checking it out earlier tonight. We'll talk about the Amazing Race 33 with Mike Bloom and Jessica Lease on this week's recap. I know, Taryn, just a couple of weeks ago, you talked with Mike and Jess on the Tar Pit.
Yes, it was very fun.
Okay, Taryn, we just launched a brand new show. You know, we have so much going on at Robin's Podcast. Not everybody can catch up with everything that we're doing. We have a brand new weekly wrap-up that we started with the highlights of all of the different shows covering what's going on. Taryn, maybe something from tonight.
Maybe.
Yeah. We'll be part of the weekly wrap-up. Check that out in our main podcast feed. Highlights of all the big stories and moments from the week on RHAP every week, hosted by yours truly on the weekly wrap-up. I also had an interview with one of the standouts from Survivor 41. Chantel Smith joined me for an interview that's up on robinsawebsite.com. Then we also have, 90 Day Fiancé is going strong here in the Survivor offseason. 7 weeks in of before the... Boy, they should have got some people from 90 Day Fiancé. Not Alina, but other people.
Sure. Isn't
it good? Sure. What I mean, couldn't have been...
90 days is a lot longer than the Celebrity Big Brother season.
Yeah, they bring the drama. Check out what I had to talk about with Puya Zanvakili. Mr. 90 Day Fiancé this week. Boy, you're not going to want to miss this, Taryn. You ever check out Too Hot to Handle?
I unfortunately have not.
See, you should. You need to check that out. Really?
Well, Rob, I'm worried that it's too hot to handle.
It is very hot.
I don't know if I can handle it.
If you can handle it. I talked about season 3, episode 7. The episode is called Yoni Live Once.
The name of a contestant?
Nope. That's a exercise. So talked about that on the brand new Hot Dummies on Islands podcast feed. Myself, Akiva Whitaker, Kirsten McInnes. That's going to be dropping later on tonight. Too Hot to Handle. All right. Of course, great time to jump in here and become a patron of Rob's podcast here as we are heading into Celebrity Big Brother. You know, pro tip, wait till February 1st. No rush here at the end of January. You don't want to get charged for January and for February. So jump on in February 1st, become a patron of Rob's podcast, robswebsite.com/patron. Patron 5 for 5. Got the slop going on. Everything else that is a benefit of being in our patron community, Big Brother Facebook group, Discord as well. If you're on different coasts, we have watch parties where you can watch the episodes live and chat. robswebsite.com/patron. Okay. How about that? Of course, hey, you want to make sure you don't miss an episode of the Big Brother podcast? Subscribe to our Big Brother podcast feed. Go to robswebsite.com/bbfeed for all things Big Brother. robswebsite.com/subscribe for all things Rob Has a Podcast. Make sure you don't miss any of our shows. Of course, we're going to be live all the time, but all of these live shows get turned into podcasts that you could listen to. Taryn's live feed updates, the recaps, whatever else we have coming your way. robswebsite.com/bbfeed for all things Big Brother, or robswebsite.com/subscribe for all things Rob Has a Podcast. All right. And then hit that subscribe button on YouTube as well. We're closing in on 100,000 subscribers. Can you believe it, Taryn?
Boy.
Okay. Let's see. With your help, we can get there in 2022. Hit that subscribe button on YouTube and then follow us on social media at Rob Has a Podcast on Twitter, at Rob's Podcast on TikTok, at RHAP Grams on Instagram. Lots of fun stuff and highlights from the shows. And we love hearing from all of the listeners as well. Okay? All right. Let me see. Then draft coming up on Monday as well. We will be drafting our teams here for Celebrity Big Brother. Taryn, draft order is going to be everything in the five-person draft with only 11 house guests.
Yes.
Yeah, Puya is going to have to work on that draft order. Came up with Xavier as the winner on BB23. So we'll have to see what Puya is thinking come Monday night. All right, Taryn, what's coming up for you?
Well, like I said, you know, find me on Twitch. You can find my YouTube channel, Taryn's Quest. You can check out all of the podcasts I'm doing. I did the Taryn Show. I had one with Jacob last week. I've got one with Jeremy Carey this week, and plenty of others. I did one with Tiffany from Big Brother 23. It was great. One with Rob. So lots of great ones to listen to and more to come. So make sure you subscribe to the Taryn Show feed.
Okay. Well, Taryn, this was so fun. I missed us. I missed this. This was great. And so we are going to be back on Friday once again to talk more, and maybe we'll get some feedback questions even. Let's see. We'll talk about everything that we will learn in the next couple of days until we come back on Friday to talk more about Celebrity Big Brother. Until then, take care, everybody. Have a good one. Bye.